Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here in the studio with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris and Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear. And I believe, do we still have that caller, Dave? All right. Well, then we're going to get over into the City Commission meeting. But before we get into that, Mayor, there is a vacancy on a board that you'd like to talk about.
I just thought I would mention it. There's a vacancy for a resident of Pottawatomie County on the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board. And I found it, I've been, you know, just kind of talking to people as I go around, and I'm having trouble identifying someone. So I thought I would use your broadcast area to recruit. The person needs to live between the Manhattan and
Lake Elbow Road.
I'm sorry, I forgot which road. And because it has to do with that, and it needs to be, you know, a bicycle, I don't want to say enthusiast, but someone that enjoys cycling. And I suppose a pedestrian. I guess that's all of us. But I'd really like to make sure that we head that direction. So if anyone's interested, there's a that board is listed on the Manhattan City website, cityofmhk.com. And go to boards and committees, and there's a form, and we'd just like you to fill it out, and we'd like you to, you know, write a paragraph maybe about your background and why you're interested in that.
Is there a deadline for this, or is it?
No.
Okay.
It's just the resident that has had the position has resigned to move on or otherwise. The meeting, I should say, too, that the meetings are at 9 a.m. on a Friday morning once a month, which, and that may be why it's hard to find someone that's not working during those business hours. But just to say that that would be a good fit for somebody. So we're on the search.
Yeah, I imagine the pedestrian and bicycling community would be heavily student populated in this area. That's my assumption. I don't have a scientific study to back that up. So that early morning Friday might be a little difficult.
Just depends.
Yeah.
If it's a fit for somebody, so I'm after that person.
Of course. And now let's get on over to the City Commission meeting tonight. That meeting is at 7 p.m. in City Hall. You can check that out in person, of course, or you could always go over to Cox Cable Channel 3 or stream it online at the cityofmhk.com/TV. And I imagine you probably have it on Facebook nowadays, do you not?
We do.
Yeah, Facebook Live.
Yep.
The 21st century is here.
It is.
And we have a discussion tonight about an item that was previously tabled regarding special events with alcohol.
At the last meeting on September 4th, we had a proposal for a modernizing or broadening, I guess you will, of some of our ordinances regarding special events that have alcohol. So the primary provision there, and the commission had didn't feel comfortable doing first reading. They tabled the item, and there were several things they wanted staff to do some additional work on and research on. But essentially, you've got three areas of the community where we've identified that these kind of activities could take place primarily, and they are the Blue Earth Plaza down by the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Conference Center, and that park area, also the downtown commercial district and the Aggieville commercial district. And so the current ordinance, there was a conflict between the noise ordinance having an 11 p.m. deadline and some special events that might go later than that, such as maybe 2 a.m., such as the ball drop in Aggieville, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day type of thing. One of the primary changes to this ordinance, currently there can be a designated beer garden in a event. So you have a bigger special event area, and then within that special event you have a small beer garden that can only be accessed by folks who are 21 and over, and they have to keep those alcoholic beverages within that beer garden. And so the proposal, and it's by a couple different groups, have made the request. They think they would have a better special event, barbecue, whatever the case may be, that would allow for folks to wonder, you know, that if you're wanting to have an alcoholic beverage and you have kids with, then you got to separate, and it's just, you know, that's not the most conducive. So they're asking to essentially be able to do away with that beer garden and then have the perimeter of the event serve as that boundary for the whole thing. And we've done some different things. There's some measures you can do in some of the city park and some other areas like that at the Arts in the Park where we've had a beer garden and then had a perimeter event that have been somewhat successful. And I think we have another phone call.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. You know, we keep providing places for people to have alcoholic beverages or light libation or adult beverages. You start out with the zoo, you start out with the Leaf Ball Pavilion, you start out with the depot. And now I just read in the paper Sunday where you want to close the street off in Agaville because there's too many drunks walking around. That's a pretty good reason to do that. Maybe we should have a curfew down there and kick them out at 11 o'clock or go to jail. Now, with that said, when it's all said and done, it all boils down to money. If the merchants wanting the money, they don't pay any extra for the police protection. They don't pay any extra for the trash cleanup. They don't pay any extra for the damage that is done to city property. So when are we going to wake up and decide maybe, just maybe, we have an alcohol situation in Manhattan that's out of control? Now, when these people in Western Kansas start seeing that, read it in the paper, why would they send a daughter down here to turn her into a drunk? I read in the paper every day. Places in Aggieville, underage drinking. All you got to do is give them a citation. Charge the parents. Charge the parents line for letting make them come down to court. Then it'll get stopped. Just a few ideas. Once you run those around your committees and your feasibility study, and let's start making Manhattan a good place to live in every aspect. Thank you for everything you do. You're doing a great job, both of you.
Appreciate the comments. Obviously, you pointed out some of the daily challenges that we have with alcohol consumption and different aspects. This specific issue that we're dealing with here is related to special events, which I'm not saying couldn't lead to other problems, and that's why I think the commission tabled it and wanted to have more discussion. And I think the special event in the Blue Earth Plaza with this is the group that wants is a barbecue event, and I think a not something that would tend to be abusive, that type of thing. And so, but you do have potential for other events, Fake Patty's Day, for instance, that sort of thing, within the Aggieville district, where the ordinance would allow for essentially some of those bars to potentially extend their boundaries outside in this special district, and then different control measures to be placed on that particular business. In the context of this, the commission has to approve those special events with alcohol each time. So, and generally what has happened is you've had this special event and you've had this one provider of alcohol in a beer garden, as opposed to now you potentially would have multiple providers of alcohol in a bigger district. And so those are a lot of the issues we're working through, and how do you, what controls do you place on those providers as well as the event sponsors and those sort of things. So more discussion tonight relative to that. One of the things that we're proposing is that if you're comfortable maybe still with the Blue Earth Plaza and you want to spend more time on some of the other aspects, that we look at maybe crafting some of those aspects now. So
that's the
kind of feedback we're looking for the commission.
And I know at the previous meeting where this was discussed, there was a significant amount of concern and talk about making sure underage folks didn't get any of the beverages, making sure that there was, it's on the vendor's responsibility to be carding and be IDing people to make sure that they aren't underage. And then there was also concern about or talk about whether maybe specific cups from the vendors would help out with preventing people from bringing in their own alcohol, or making sure that you knew who they got it from if they turned out to be underage.
Right, and that's part of the discussion that's ongoing, is to kind of leave in some flexibility there for, depending on the event, identifying whether or not that safety type of cup that also identifies the vendors, if it's still maybe just one vendor who's leading the effort, or opposed to multiple vendors that would be participating. I think that gets more complicated, and certainly having those mechanisms in place to control that are important.
And Mayor, your thoughts regarding these this proposed, or not really proposed, but the continuing discussion on these events with alcohol. Are you sort of leaning on the side to remove these beer gardens as well? And do you have any other concerns with the potential ordinance?
I think I voiced some concerns at the first meeting, and I think the staff has done a pretty good job of addressing those. I just want to be sure that we are clear about where we're headed with the ordinance, so there aren't any surprises, so the police are empowered to enforce, so that, I mean, look how many years it's taken to get the liquor laws and rules under control, if we have them now. And so I want to be careful as we go forth. That doesn't, you know, I also want to encourage groups like the young professionals to come forward with ideas. They're adults and mature and have a good idea about some fundraising activities, like the different events that are the downtown and Aggieville and these groups. And we seem to have, that seems to be how we're funding a lot of things, are with those fundraising efforts. So I don't want to shut that down at all, and I would like to encourage it. But I also want to make sure we think about bad behavior, and the police have to be on board.
And I believe we have a caller, and then we're going to head off to a break. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, this happened to do with the flooding. I think you were here last time we had floods, weren't you not, Mr. Spear?
Yes, I was.
Okay, 10 and 11. Okay, 10, somebody made the statement. I don't know if it was you or somebody else. This was like a 300-year flood or some other BS. And then the next year, we got the same thing. Now, it's been 7 years since we had a flood. And we had that one we just had here on Labor Day. My
right.
question is this. In the meantime, you had 7 years. Has anything been done at all to mitigate any of this flooding?
Yes is the answer to that. And, that's a good lead-in. There's a city-county-county meeting scheduled for this Thursday at 4 o'clock at City Hall, and the Wildcat Creek Working Group was formed right after the 2011 event, and that group did a lot of work in analyzing the watershed, the Wildcat Creek watershed, and had several different action plan items. We've accomplished a lot in that action plan, the gauges, the sirens, the development conditions, the compensatory fill aspects. If you're going to build in that floodplain, that you have to have if you have to excavate someplace else within that, so there's a no effect. And so I think we have accomplished a lot. The detention structure at SECO, we didn't really have any issues on the SECO tributary because of the work that was done there. So there's a lot of work that's been done, and I, you know, one of the things that it recommended that at the 5-year point we reevaluate, and this November is that 5-year point, and so there'll be, I think, a lot of discussion at the city-county-county meeting about reviving that group, and are there some things we could do better? I'm sure there is, and that'll help help us move forward, so I'd encourage you to participate in that.
Thank you for your call. We'll be back. We'll go over some more about the upcoming Manhattan City Commission meeting, especially the consent agenda. Stay tuned. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better